Right now, Progress Energy customers pay almost $7 a month in nuclear cost recovery fees. Part of what's collected in this fee funds improvements at the Crystal River Nuclear Plant. But the lion's share pays for a project that hasn't even broken ground. At a teleconference today, Stephen Smith, executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, said the proposed Levy County facility may never be built.
FCNL and Progress Energy are pushing for advanced billing recovery that would amount to nearly $500 million charged to ratepayers thus far if they get what they want. But this is for nuclear reactors that are not needed and will likely never be built. In this very difficult times in Florida, we really question why the PSC is allowing this to happen.
The $500 million Smith referred to is the total amount of nuclear cost recovery fees the energy giants will have collected so far if the PSC approves their request. Smith said this is a bold move considering that both the Levy County facility and Florida Power and Light's Turkey Point project are both at least 10 years from going online if they get built at all.
It is unprecedented that a state public service commission is giving this level of early cost recovery for projects that are now over 10 years out. Both Progress and FCNL have pushed their dates for these reactors beyond the 10-year mark, and there's no chance that these would be built before 2022-2023 timeframe. It's highly questionable they'll even be completed.
Progress Energy is still waiting on a license from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which last year said the facility design was flawed. Mark Cooper is a senior fellow for economic analysis at the Institute for Energy and the Environment at Vermont Law School. He said that's not the only thing that should stall construction of another nuclear power plant.
Declining natural gas costs, declining estimates of carbon prices, declining demand due to the economic slowdown, reduced need for non-renewable generation due to increased energy efficiency, fast rising projections of nuclear construction costs, and immense amount of uncertainty in the technological, market, economic, and financial marketplace. There's all kinds of risks and uncertainties.
Smith said the real problem is that ratepayers, and not the utilities, are being forced to risk their money.
They really have virtually no skin in the game. There's really no loss to them at all. And so, therefore, they're not going through the normal due diligence of whether this is a good decision because they have no real risk in the game at all here.
Progress Energy Florida spokesperson Sherry Jacobs begs to differ.
Through the end of 2009, Progress Energy has spent about $600 million on the Levy project. And of that, customers have paid about just under $200 million toward that project. So let me be really clear in terms of we definitely have skin in the game on this.
Jacobs also said that the nuclear recovery rate on next year's electric bills will be lower than those of this year.
We're actually requesting a decrease. If the commission approves what we've requested, that charge on customers' bills would go down about $1.50 to $5.53 a month.
But Stephen Smith of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy said whether or not consumers pay $6.99 or $5.53 a month in these fees, consumers are still paying for something that may never get built.
They basically are saying that, okay, well, we're just not going to take all that from you at once. We're going to take it from you. But and they're acting like they're doing ratepayers a favor. But the reality is the very fundamental problem with what's going on is that they are claiming to be building reactors that may never be built, and they're charging ratepayers, and they're putting all the risk onto the ratepayers.
The Public Service Commission will hold hearings on the requests starting Tuesday. The commission expects a staff recommendation by September 30th and a vote by October 12th. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.